If I drive for you,
you give me a time and a place. I give you a 5-minute window.
Anything happens in that 5 minutes and I'm yours, no matter what. I don't sit in while you're running it down. I don't carry a gun. I drive.
You put this kid behind the wheel, there's nothing he can't do.
My husband is coming home.
Where is he?
He's in prison.
There's some guys that want me to do a job for them, and I'm not going to do it.
What's the job?
Okay, here's the deal. The best endorsement I can give a movie like Drive is that I normally can't stand Ryan Gosling, but I love the movie. It's that good. The story follows a driver who often rents his services to criminals. He falls in love with his next-door neighbor and ends up having to take the initiative to save her from an unsavory element. Expertly paced, Drive plays out exactly like a drive through the city. Sometimes it moves slow, other times it races past. There are unexpected starts and stops and quite a few twists and turns. The acting is excellent, with Carey Mulligan as a love interest and Albert Brooks playing a mob boss who does a fantastic Albert Brooks impression. Drive is a slick action drama that you can never quite figure out ahead of the game, and that makes it a great film. Drive gets 4.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.